Hey, listen, I want to get to Emily. Hey, Emily, you have been patiently waiting.
Hey, Emily.
Emily Hay is our social media expert, and we wanted to have her come in today for a couple of things. Emily, thank you for being with us. Emily is the founder of Hey There Social Media, and she every month she steps in and gives us some idea of some new things that are going on. One thing you had let us know about is Twitter group messaging. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. So on Twitter, you can send a DM or a direct message to anyone that follows you. Well, now Twitter has rolled it out that you can simply add a number of people to that one direct message.
Up to 20, am I right?
Actually, if that's the limit you saw, I didn't look that far. But
I know.
The one main thing to keep in mind, though, is just like the one-on-one DMs or direct messages, the group DMs, again, the people that you are adding to this group have to be your followers already.
Okay, so I'll use my guys here in studio as an example of that. So I could set up essentially kind of a mini network that would have Shane and Ed and Gary and Cal and you and Rick, those people on that. And so I could just send a message to all these guys on Twitter.
And
they were my followers and I followed them. Boom, and only that group would get the message, right?
Correct, and they do not have to follow each other to be in that group. So I was doing a couple tests with this, and I sent out a group DM, and I was picking some people that I knew that wouldn't mind. And a few of them don't know each other, so they certainly don't follow each other.
Uh-huh.
And they were still able to be successfully added to the group DM.
Oh,
and the other thing that's kind of neat is you can name the group DM. So if you want to have an ongoing, it's kind of like an email, you know, with the subject line.
Oh, I gotcha.
You enter a bunch of people's handles on in this group DM, mm-hmm. and then you can name the group, and then you can refer back to it later.
So that's
very similar to what we do with email today.
Exactly, and it's even more similar to what we do with WhatsApp. I mean, it's almost a direct comparison.
Okay, and you're still limited to the character strings, right?
Yes, the DM length is still the same length as a tweet, so it is short and sweet, but we were using it as a team.
145 characters. Say that again? I'm sorry, say that again.
No problem. My team, we were using it just today, actually, and I was curious if they could all see each other. So, in other words, if I created a DM, do all those people know that if they reply, other folks will see it, and they receive notifications that, Emily Hay has added you to group Hey There, or whatever.
So, Shane, if you responded to me, or Ed, if you responded to me, then everybody else, Gary, would know that was a response from that person. I see, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
They would all see it. But so, Shane would already know that Gary's also on the thread.
Right, right.
Yes.
So this sounds like good for businesses, or for instance, in our case, it would help me as I'm organizing, getting the program together.
It seems like every day we're getting closer and closer to eliminating email.
True?
It does.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
People it's a good way to look at it. It's very much like WhatsApp. To the point that, like I said, you can even name the groups. But I thought it would be neat from a prospecting perspective. I mean, again, as long as a person follows you, mm-hmm. you can add them to a group. So you don't have to, on Twitter, people don't always know each other in real life when they follow someone.
Yes.
So, again, there are people that I'm happy to follow my handle that I may not know in real life, but I'd like to be able to send them a DM so for prospecting purposes or just being able to communicate with them if I don't have their email address or phone number.
Interesting. Now, you can include images in this, too. Like any other method, you can put a little video in there or an image, right?
In the DM, I would actually have to triple-check that here, Foster. But I know one of the features, again, that Twitter recently launched, of course, they've had their video feature for a while, but now you can edit video. So if you would go to compose a tweet, and then you would click on the little camera icon as if you wanted to take a photo and then upload it, but then you can press video mode and then record little video, and then you can edit it, pare it down, and then tweet it out.
Shane, to your point again, it seems like we're doing an end run around email.
I know. I've been predicting that for years, and finally we're getting there.
Well, the only benefit I could see to this is that I can finally get the people that I work with to get to the point within 445 characters. I'm tired of reading all that fluff.
To correct myself, Foster, you can send a photo to this group message, so you have even less than 140 characters to deal with then.
I love it.
And then I think you can share a 30-second clip, is that right, for video?
Right.
Yeah, the video, yes, and you can, like I said, pare it down, which is kind of neat, that you're not just stuck with this 30-second video that maybe you're talking before it starts. Or
now, Emily, I want to move on to something else that you folks have done there at Hey There Social Media. You have also got something out. It's kind of neat. It's called the Best and Worst Super Bowl Commercials According to Social Media Moms. What's that about?
Sure. So now we are officially all in the mom category, so social media moms. So when we all watch the Super Bowl, of course, we are more interested in the hashtags that the brands put out as opposed to, you know, the actual message or how creative the commercial is. And we have to say that we thought the ads this year were a little bit lackluster. I don't know what you guys think over there.
What do you think, guys? I've seen some of the commercials. Anybody see all of them?
I didn't see them all. But I keep forgetting that I wasn't supposed to watch the game. I need to go to the refrigerator during the game and watch the commercials.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain themes. I mean, I don't know. You know, they said less car commercials. I seem to think there was a ton of car commercials still. Right?
Well, I thought it was less, domestic cars.
I guess so. But boy, they had the theme, puppies and fathers.
There you go.
Yeah,
you're
right. Right.
And the father thing was one thing that caught all of our attention because Dove had the real strength. You know, that was their hashtag, real strength. And so they were almost asking women to tweet and share how the men in your life show hashtag real strength. So that was kind of a neat message.
Interesting. Well, let me tell folks, since our time is limited here,
sure.
You can go to internetadvisor.net, and under Twitter Launches group message, you can see a number of links, especially, matter of fact, you can see Emily's picture there with her husband, Neil, and also the link to the Super Bowl ads and that feature that you have. Emily, thanks again for being with us this month.
Thank you, guys.